Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Fort Recovery has Grace Guggenbiller, Marissa Garkey, Faith Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Tegan Fortkamp, and also Mara Pearson out there for the Lady Indians. Those are the six on the courts, and Grace Guggenbiller is going to go back and serve. To the Lady Blue Jays of Delphus St. John's, Fort Recovery easily won the JV matchup. 25-4, 25-12. Again, 25-4, 25-12. Good serve by Grace Guggenbiller. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. The set by Faith Wendell to Marissa Garkey, and Garkey hits it out of bounds over the end line. So there's your side out, Delphus St. John's, and Delphus St. John's leads 1-0. Going back to serve is Hallie Elwer. Good serve. There's the dig by Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And a block for Delphus St. John's. Maya Conley picks up the block for the Lady Blue Jays. And it's 2-0. Another serve is good. Dug out by Kanapke. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel. On the hit, but Delphus St. John's returns it. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Whitley can't get it over the net. And it's going to be a point, Delphus St. John's, and it's 3-0. Lady Blue Jays with the early lead here. Once again, serving Hallie Elwer. Marissa Garkey digs it out. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel rams it down their throat on a violent hit for side-out Fort Recovery. Give Whitley Rammel her first of probably many kills on the night tonight. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson will pass to Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan sets for Whitley Rammel on the outside hitting position. And Whitley rams it home for a kill. Another kill for Whitley Rammel. Give the service point to Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan will serve again. Here comes the serve, dug out by the back line by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's a hit by the outside hitter for Delphus St. John, saved by Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey, a nice hit back. Now back over to Delphus St. John's again. A battle at the net. St. John's in trouble, trying to free ball it over. They do get it over. Tegan Fortkamp will pass to Kanapke, who sets for Mara Pearson. Marson on the hit, played by St. John's. Here's a smash and a block by Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel with the block, and Fort Recovery with the point. Another service point for Tegan Fortkamp, and it's now tied at 3-3. Tegan Fortkamp will now serve again. Service air. That was one of their big bugaboos the other night against Jay County. Just way too many service airs. They were in double figures in service airs. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight and WPGW Radio. Neil Spencer, the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Eric Catterly for the radio station, WPGW Radio. And there's Whitley Rammel with another block. Two kills, two blocks for Whitley. And a score, Fort Recovery 4 and Delphus St. John's 4. Now serving is Audra Bupp. Here's a smash and a kill. Getting the kill for Delphus St. John's was Layla Seitz. Her first kill of the evening, and St. John's will have side out. And going back to serve is Maya Conley. Conley serve is a good one, dug out by Bupp. Here's the set to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel from her outside hitting position gets another kill. And it's 5-5. We're all tied up. Whitley Rammel now going back to serve for Fort Recovery. A familiar face, one of the officials here tonight, Barb Saltbine, officiating this competition. Of course, Barb, a former teacher here at Fort Recovery, former athletic director. And Whitley Rammel hits it out of bounds. Service error, and it's number two on the Indians here in the first set. Layla Seitz will now serve for St. John's. Good serve. Dug out by Kanapke to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey gets the kill. Marissa Garkey with her first kill of the night. Side out Fort Recovery, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Serve is good. Dug out by the back line by Tori Steeman. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. The set, Wendell setting for Tegan Fortkamp, and they're going to say St. John's was in the net. Going to say St. John's in the net. I believe they said that Tori Steeman was in the net. So point Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell picks up the service point. Almost an ace serve, and it is. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that. Faith Wendell with an ace serve, and that puts Fort Recovery up by 2-8-6. Faith Wendell will serve again. Here's the dig by Tori Steeman. Outside hit by Hallie Elwer. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Tegan Fortkamp. There's the smash played by St. John's. Free balling it back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey hits it out of bounds over the end line. Hitting air there for Garkey. Side out, Delphus St. John's. Going back to serve now is Chloe Wellman for the Lady Blue Jays. Welcome to the broadcast, wherever you might be listening from. Might have a few Blue Jays listening in tonight. Here's a good serve. And free balling it over is Audra Buff. Here's the set for St. John's and the smash by Abby Kerner. Fort Recovery plays it. Marissa Garkey hits it back over. And it went out of bounds. It rolled along the net and then out of bounds. So Chloe Wellman with the service point. She'll serve again. It's now tied at 8-8. And this is a service error into the net. So Fort Recovery gets side out, leading now 9-8. Marissa Garkey going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Garkey's serve is a good one. Just free balling it over was Layla Seitz. Here's Tegan Fortkamp free balling it over for Fort Recovery. Ball comes back to the net. Waiting on it, Grace Guggenbiller, and she slams it down for the kill. Guggenbiller with her first kill of the night. That makes the score 10-8 now. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Marissa Garkey will serve again. It's a good serve and an ace serve right in the hole behind the front line where nobody could get to it. And an ace serve for Marissa Garkey. That makes it 11-8. Garkey will serve again. Where's number 2 on her uniform? Here comes the serve. A left serve played by St. John's. They're in trouble. They free ball it back. Garkey to Faith Wendell, who will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller hits it out of bounds. Hitting air there for Grace. Side out St. John's. That makes the score 11-9. Fort Recovery up by 2, and now serving for the Lady Blue Jays is Abby Kerner. Here's Kerner's serve, dug out by Kanapke. There's a smash by Grace Guggenbiller, and Grace gets the kill. Sub coming in for St. John's. Grace Guggenbiller will have her second service opportunity this evening. did not get any service points on her first time around. It was a good serve there. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. St. John's on the set. And they just free ball it over. And here's Whitley Rammel smashing it down. And they say Whitley might have been in the net. Whitley Rammel, take that point away. Delphus St. John's gets it. Here's Hallie Elwer serving now for St. John's. Good serve. Faith Wendell sets for Tegan Fortkamp, the outside hitter, and gets the hit kill. Hit it off the block there of Maya Conley and out of bounds. And it's a point for recovery. Back to serve is Tegan Fortkamp. And that's too long. Another service error for Fort Recovery. That's their third service error in this set. So it doesn't look like they've corrected the problem from the other night. They had about five or six service errors every game against Jay County the other night. Now we already have three here in this one. Side out, Delphus St. John's, and there's a service error. As Delphus St. John's returns the favor. And so it'll be Fort Recovery on the serve here. Audra Bupp, good serve. Here's the smash back, blocked by Whitley Rammel, and the hit out of bounds. I'm going to go ahead and give Rammel a block on that. Blocked by Rammel off of one of the Lady Blue Jays and out of bounds. Fort Recovery with the point. Audra Bupp picks up the service point. She'll serve again. Fort Recovery leads 15-11. Good serve. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Tegan Fortkamp passing over to Whitley Rammel, who got the little dink kill. Kill number four on the night for Whitley. She also has three blocks tonight. Audra Bupp will serve again. Good serve by Audra. There's the dig, the set. Here's the smash block by Whitley Rammel. St. John's plays it, but they're going to be called for a double hit. Actually carrying the ball. Hitting error there for St. John's. That'll give Fort Recovery the point. And Delphus St. John's calls timeout. It's Fort Recovery 17 and St. John's 11. We'll return in just a moment.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver on WPGW Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Coach of St. John's is Ashley Reynolds, very nice lady. Had a chance to talk with her before the game, before the match. And, of course, Travis Guggenbiller is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Audra Bupp will serve again. Good serve to the net. And they get it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey, who slams it home for the kill. Another service point for Audra Bupp and another kill for Marissa Garkey, her second of the night. And Audra Bupp will serve again. Fort Recovery leading 18-11. St. John's led early in this set, but hasn't lasted. Here's St. John's hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey passing to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Marissa. And Marissa gets a solid little kill. Nothing dramatic. Makes it now 19-11. A run of four straight points here for Audra Bupp. And this time it's just out. Just barely out. So service error for Fort Recovery, number four on the game. And now back to serve for St. John's is Maya Conley. Only one senior on this St. John's team. Hallie Elwer is the only senior. There's a service error on Conley, and they've had about as many service errors as Fort Recovery. I haven't kept track of them for them. Here's Whitley Randall up to serve again. And it's dug out by St. John's. They try to free ball it over, and they can't get it over in three hits. Point for Whitley Randall. Whitley Randall is headed for first-team all-conference for sure. Maybe even player of the year. We'll have to wait and see. Still young in the season here. Good serve, and here's the dig to the net, and Marissa Garkey's waiting on it, and she crushes it back to St. John's for the kill. Kill number four on Marissa Garkey. Service point for Whitley Randall. Whitley will serve again. Good serve, and an ace serve off the fingertips of St. John's, Hallie Elwer. That's the first ace serve of the evening for Whitley Randall, and now it's 23-12. Fort Recovery on the verge of closing out this first set of the night. Whitley Randall serves again. Dug out by St. John's to the net, and they can't get it over. And now they say St. John's carried the ball anyway. I don't think they were going to get it over in three hits anyway. So Whitley Randall picks up another service point. It's now 24-12. Here's the game point, set point. And it's a good serve. They hit back to Fort Recovery, out of bounds, and that's the end of it. As hitting it over the end line was Layla Seitz. And 25-12 is the score at the end of the first game here, a first set in this match. Fort Recovery takes a 1-0 lead. We'll be back with the second set coming up here in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with the second set. Delphi St. John serving. Cameron Mollenkamp, good serve. Here's the set for Grace Guggenbiller. Hits it back to St. John's. Now the hit back to Fort Recovery, and getting the kill for the Lady Blue Jays was Maya Conley. That was Maya's first kill of the evening. Give a service point to Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the next serve, a good one. Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell, and Mara Pearson tries to hit it in and can't get it in bounds. Point for Cameron Mullenkamp. He will serve it again. Dug out by Whitley Rammel. Here's the set by Faith Wendell to Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller picks up the soft kill. And Grace will go back to serve. That's her third kill of the evening. Good serve. And St. John's just mishit that one and couldn't get it over. And a point for Grace Guggenbiller. This is Grace's third time serving tonight. Good serve there. Waiting at the net. And getting the kill, I think, was Whitley Rammel. I believe it was Whitley. If so, that's her fifth of the night. Here's Grace Guggenbiller serving again. Good serve. Reballing it over to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey passing to Wendell. And Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, who smashes it to St. John's. St. John's now returns it and gets the kill. A little free ball kill there for Maya Conley. Marissa Garkey just couldn't quite handle it there in the middle. So Hallie Elwer will serve now for St. John's. Good serve. Here's Whitley Rammel back to St. John's, and nobody played it. A kill for Whitley Rammel. That should have been played right in the middle of the back line. So just a mental error there for St. John's, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Tegan's serve is dug out by the back line. Dinking it over was Layla Seitz. And Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point, Delta St. John's. So now going back to serve, I believe, is Grace Minter. Here's the serve. Kanapke. There's Whitley Rammel getting the smash and the kill. Number seven for Whitley Rammel. Now back to serve is Audra Bupp. Where's number one? Good serve. St. John's hits it back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. A little bit too much mustard there by Hallie Elwer as she hit it over the end line. And so Audra Bupp picks up a service point. That's her fifth service point of the evening. Another good serve. That might be an ace serve. Nope. St. John's able to play it off the backboard. Here's a smash by Lily Luthold, and Lily gets a kill. Lily Luthold gets her first kill of the evening. Audra Bupp, another service point. She now has six service points on the night so far. Serves it again. Another good serve dug out by St. John's. And a miss hit there, but they're going to free ball it over. Whitley Rammel will pass to Tegan Fortkamp, who sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it back to St. John's. And now there is a kill for Maya Conley, who hits it back to Fort Recovery. Her third kill of the evening. And Maya Conley will go back to serve now. That ends the run by Audra Bupp, which was a good one. Here's the serve by Maya Conley. It's good. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Lily Luthold. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke plays it. Here it is to Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. I think that was Tegan Fortkamp with the assist. Side out Fort Recovery. Lady Indians leading 8-5. They won the first set tonight, 25-12. They also won the junior varsity match tonight easily, 25-4, 25-12. Fort Recovery's JV, they're 4-0 on the year. Fort Recovery Varsity trying to go to 4-0. Good serve by Whitley Rammel back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp will set for Marissa Garkey and hits it out of bounds. Side out, St. John's, as Layla Seitz will go back to serve now for Delphi St. John's. She serves, dug out by Audra Buff. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey, a block. Back to Garkey, hits it back over and got the kill. Garkey with her, let's see here, 3, 4, 5, 6th kill of the evening so far. She's having a good night. Oh, they did not count that as a kill. Take that back. It was a point St. John's, so something went wrong there on that. So St. John's still serving, and now they're not, as Marissa Garkey picks up the kill there. Now she has 6 kills. Not sure what happened on that last point. I just missed that. Sorry. Here is Faith Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. And St. John's just has to free ball it over. Faith Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey, outside hitting position. St. John's plays it back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. Kind of a deep hit there from, maybe 8 feet away. Kill number 7 now for Marissa Garkey, and Faith Wendell picks up the service point. It's now 10-7. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. St. John's plays it. Seitz hits it back over to Fort Recovery, and they can't return it. Grace Guggenbiller didn't get a very good hit on that, and Faith Wendell tried to catch up with it, but she couldn't get there. Side out. St. John's coming in to serve for the Lady Blue Jays will be Chloe Wellman. Chloe is a junior on this team. 10-8 score. Fort Recovery leads by 2. St. John's has had a little bit of a run here. Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller. A block. No, it wasn't a block. They tried to block it. They didn't get it done. So Guggenbiller gets the kill. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. Good serve. Here's the set. And the hit into the net by Hallie Elwer. Hitting error for St. John's. Point for Marissa Garkey. She will serve again. It's a good serve, a short one, but St. John's free balls it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Keegan Fortcamp on the outside hitting position and got the kill. Faith Wendell with the assist. Keegan Fortcamp gets the kill. Another service point for Marissa Garkey. Garkey will serve again. It's now 13-8, Fort Recovery by 5. Good serve. Here's the dink over by Hallie Elwer. Now the hit by Mara Pearson, and Mara picks up the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. And that makes it 14-8, Fort Recovery by 6. And St. John's calls timeout. So we'll be back right after this.
Hey, Arlen, do you know what time it is?
School time?
Well, that too, but it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads when you are out driving around. Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe and good working condition, and have a great harvest.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. That was 800-637-7161.
14-8 score. Fort Recovery leads here in the second set. They won the first set by a 25-12 score. St. John's still looking for their first win of the year. They're 0-5 coming into the match tonight. Fort Recovery is looking for their fourth win of the year. They're 3-0 coming into the match tonight. Marissa Garkey will serve again for the Lady Indians. There's a good serve, but now wait. going to call illegal hit on St. John's. So service point for Marissa Yarkey. Now 15-8. Yarkey serves again. Another short serve, but this one's out of bounds. That's the first service error in a while. Number 5, though, on the night for Fort Recovery. And now serving for the Lady Blue Jays is Abby Kerner. Nice group of guys across the way, mainly from the football team, supporting the Lady Volleyballers. Here's a set and a smash, and it's out of bounds. Point Delta St. John's. That was close. You have Abby Kerner, a service point on that. Kerner will serve, and this is out of bounds. Service error for St. John's. It's now 16-10, Fort Recovery by 6. And Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve. She serves from way over on the left side. Good serve. Here's the hit by Maya Conley back. And now Fort Recovery picks up the kill. Whitley Rammel. Grace Guggenbiller will serve again. Good serve. And there's an illegal hit. Double hit called on St. John's. It's now 18-10. Grace Guggenbiller will serve again. Here's Conley hitting it back over by Adelpha St. John's, and she got the kill. That's her fourth kill of the evening. Side out, Adelpha St. John's. Going back to serve now is Hallie Elwer. Elwer's serve is a good one. Ace serve right in front of Garkey, and Marissa just couldn't get there. So give her an ace serve, Hallie Elwer, and that's the first ace serve of the night for St. John's. Another serve, this time dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Whitley Rammel on the smash. St. John's keeps it in play. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and hitting it out of bounds was Layla Seitz. Side out, Fort Recovery. Lily Luthold comes in. Faith Wendell will go out for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will now be serving. Lady Indians lead 19-12. Tegan's serve is a good one, and an ace serve. Coming in to try to dig it out was Cameron Mullenkamp. She couldn't do it. Tegan Fortkamp with her first ace of the night. She'll have another one here. Another serve. 20-12 the score. And service error for Tegan. Hits it right into the net. That's the sixth service error on the evening for the Lady Indians. And side out to St. John's. And going back to serve now is Grace Minter. Minter's serve is a good one, dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp, who was set for the outside hitter. In this case, it's Mara Pearson. And Mara gets the kill right down the sideline. Second kill of the night for Mara, and going back to serve now is Audra Bupp. Audra bounces the ball. She's had a nice night serving so far. Good serve there. To the net it goes. Here's the hit by Conley, and she got the kill. Mia Conley with the kill right at the net. That is her fifth kill of the evening. She leads her team. Nobody else even. Only one other person has a kill, and that's only one. Here's the smash by Lily Luthold, played by St. John's. The hit back to Fort Recovery. And saving it was Kanapke. Great save there also by Whitley Rammel. Here's another smash and a kill for Layla Seitz. She got her second kill of the night. Some excellent saves there on that volley. Maya Conley serving. Now it's 21-15. Back to Aubrey Konapke. Here is Whitley Rammel smashing it. And St. John's trying to keep it in play. They do. Back over to Marissa Garkey, who passes to Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Little soft hit over. Smashed by Sykes and a block by Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel with her fourth block of the evening, unofficially. And it's 22-15 now. Rob Weaver here tonight from the Fort Site Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery Volleyball. Good serve by Whitley Rammel. Hit back over to Fort Recovery from St. John's. Here's Lily Luthold on the smash. Here's the set by Minter. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel on a smash. Played off the rafters by St. John's. Here's a hit over by Seitz. Back to St. John's again. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill by Abby Kerner. Abby Kerner picks up her first kill of the night, becomes only the third St. John's player with a kill this evening. And that'll send Layla Seitz back to serve now for St. John's. They trail 22-16 here in the second set. Service error for Seitz right into the net. Point Fort Recovery is now 23-16, and Faith Wendell can close it out. Faith, an excellent server for Fort Recovery. Just needs 2 points. First serve is a good one. Here's the set, the hit back to Fort Recovery. It's out of bounds. Off of Abby Kerner. Give Faith Wendell a service point, which is her fourth service point of the night. And here we go, a set point right here. 24-16. Fort Recovery leading. Good serve. Here's the set for St. John's, the hit. Played by Konapke to Guggenbiller, who hits it over. Now St. John's back on a free ball to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. On the hit, St. John's plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell back over to St. John's. Here's the hit by St. John's off of Buff. Faith Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, and she got the kill, and that is the game. Marissa Garkey with the kill. It's 25-16. 25-16. Little tussle there. St. John's is not just laying down, but Fort Recovery's won the first two sets, 25-12, 25-16 now. Stay tuned. Coming up will be set number 3 on the way right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Now, here we go with the third set. Fort Recovery could close out this win by winning set number three. Good serve by the Indians. Conley back over to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller to Wendell. Wendell will set to Whitley Rammel. Outside hitting spot, and she rams it home for another kill. Kill number nine on the night. She also has four blocks. Grace Guggenbiller serves again. It's an ace serve this time. Two to nothing. Fort Recovery out to a quick lead here. Good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set. Conley on the hit. Maya Conley. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Mara just dinks it over. Saw the open spot and got the little dink kill. That's her third kill of the evening. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller. Grace serves again. St. John's having trouble. Conley has to free ball it over. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A block played by Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Marissa, a deep hit and got the kill off the back line of St. John's. That's kill number 789 for Marissa Garkey tonight. She had 10 against Jay County on Tuesday. Here's a kill for St. John's. Side out St. John's. They get their first point. Hallie Elwer picks up the kill. That is her first kill of the evening. And Elwer will go back to serve for St. John's. 4-1 the score. Good serve and an ace serve off the hands of Marissa Garkey, and Garkey just couldn't play it. That is the second ace serve of the evening for Elwer. I think she hit the last ace she hit right in front of Marissa that Marissa couldn't quite play. There's Kanapke up to Wendell. And Whitley Rammel on a smash didn't hit it across. Hitting air. Service point for Hallie Elwer. Elwer will serve again. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and they say it's out of bounds. That is close. Service point for Hallie Elwer. Elwer serves again. This time she hits it out of bounds. Service error on Elwer. And Fort Recovery has side out. 5-4. Lady Indians lead by one. And I think Tegan Fortkamp's going to serve. Yes, she is. Tegan bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Jump serve is a good one. St. John's on the set. Conley on the hit. And, ooh, that was close. They say she hit it out of bounds. Give Tegan Fortkamp a service point. She will serve again. Fortkamp picks up an ace serve this time as St. John's couldn't play it. That is her second ace serve of the evening. Once again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterley at the radio station at WPGW and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's the good serve by Tegan Fortkamp. The set, Conley on the hit and got the kill. Maya Conley with a kill. For her, that was kill number six. Football tomorrow night, Fort Recovery will host Coldwater here at the Barenberge Athletic Park. You can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the radio station, WPGW, will be over at Southern Wells, broadcasting the Jay County at Southern Wells game tomorrow night. There's a serve and a kill by Mara Pearson picks up the kill. That is her fourth one of the evening, and back to serve now is Audra Bupp. Here comes the serve. Dug out by St. John's into the net. They can't play it. I don't think I'm going to call that an ace, but it was close. Certainly a service point. Here's a good serve again. Here's Seitz on a smash and got the kill. Layla Seitz picks up her third kill of the evening. I see Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lineup now for Fort Recovery, by the way. Kennedy playing in a reserve role here. Here's the serve by Maya Conley. And Kennedy will set for Whitley Rammel, who hits on a smash. St. John's able to play it. Aubrey Kanapke saves that one. And Lily Leuthold tried to hit it over and couldn't get it over the net. Service point for Maya Conley. She will serve again. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's a hit over and a kill for Marissa Garkey. Whitley Rammel back to serve. Rammel a serve. Whitley Rammel ace serve. That's her second of the night. Makes it 11-7 now. Fort Recovery leads by four here in this third and what is probably going to be the deciding set. Fort Recovery already leading two sets to none, 25-12, 25-16. And this serve is a service error out of bounds. That is the seventh service error tonight for Fort Recovery. And back to serve is Layla Seitz. Seitz has a service error. That's at least the second one she's had tonight, maybe three. And now Faith Wendell goes back to serve with the Lady Indians leading here, 12-8. Faith, an excellent server to the back line. Free-balling it over was Elwer for St. John's. Here's a smash by Guggenbiller, cross-court shot, and she hits it out of bounds. Guggenbiller's smash out of bounds. Coming in to serve now is Chloe Wellman for St. John. She serves a couple of other times tonight. Fort Recovery leads by three, 12-9. Good serve. Aubrey Kanapke passing to Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey hits it out of bounds. Fans in the stands didn't quite agree with that one. So give Chloe Wellman a service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell in the middle. There's Audra Bupp hitting it over. Here's a smash and a kill for Hallie Elwer. That's her second of the evening. Another service point for Chloe Wellman, and she'll serve again. 12-11 now. Wellman's serve is dug out by Kanapke to Wendell, who hits it right over on the second hit. Back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. And hitting it over the net was Marissa Garkey, and Garkey ends up with the kill. That was just kind of a luck shot there. And Marissa Garkey will go back to serve. Good serve, and it's an ace serve off the hands of Tori Steeman. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey. It's now 14-11. Fort Recovery, 11 points away from winning this match. A good serve there. It's kind of a let serve, but St. John's saves it. Here's a hit by Mara Pearson, and Mara picks up the kill. Kill number five on for Mara tonight. 15-11, and Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. Again. Jump serve is a soft little serve played by St. John's. They just free ball it back over by Elwer. Here's Wendell on the set for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller on the hit. St. John's keeps it alive. Hitting it over there was Avery Mueller. Battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson hits it over and got the kill again. Mara Pearson with her sixth kill of the evening. And that makes it now 16-11. Another service point for Marissa Garkey. And ace serve by Marissa. Her second ace serve of this serve. 17-11. Fort Recovery by six. Fort Recovery leading 2-0. We won the JV match tonight. 25-4, 25-12. And there's another good serve by Marissa Garkey. Blocked by Grace Guggenbiller. St. John's plays it at the net. They can't get it back over. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Marissa Garkey. And St. John's calls timeout. Fort Recovery 18, St. John's 11 here in the third set. Fort Recovery already leads 2-0. We'll return.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery moving right along here on the verge of closing this match out. Leading 18-11. Ohio State has a big football game tonight. All these fans in the stands here hoping this match ends quickly so they can make the TV set. See the Buckeyes play tonight. Marissa Garkey will serve again. She has 11 service points on the night. 11 kills, 11 service points, and I'm not sure. I missed what they called there, but it was against Fort Recovery, so point St. John's, and that ends the run for Marissa Garkey. St. John's side out here, and serving will be Abby Kerner. Good serve, dug out by Kanapke at the net, and they're going to say St. John's was under the net. Fort Recovery, side out, Lady Indians. Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve. It's 19-12 now. Guggenbiller, good serve. At the net, bumping it over. Here's Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel. St. John's returns it real quickly. Smashed by Marissa Garkey and hits it right through Maya Conley for the kill. Now serving, again, is Grace Guggenbiller. Good serve, dug out by St. John's on the back line. Conley will hit it over to Fort Recovery. Here's Wendell setting for Mara Pearson, and Pearson gets the kill. Mara's had a nice night with 7 kills this evening. Another service point for Guggenbiller. She'll serve again. Fort Recovery leads 21-12. St. John's has trouble. They just have to free ball that back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. She'll smash it right past Cameron Mullenkamp for the kill. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 service points on the night for Grace Guggenbiller. Grace serves again. St. John's plays it. They have to free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Wendell sets. Here's the double hit back over to by Tegan Fortkamp, and she gets the kill. That makes it 23-12. Grace Guggenbiller back to serve again. Good serve. Sites hits it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it to St. John's, but Connolly got it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to St. John's, back to Fortkamp, hits it back to St. John's, and into the net. They're going to call. Yeah, I think they called Avery Mueller for going into the net. Service point for Guggenbiller. 24-12. Here's your match point. Played by the back line. The set and the free ball over by Conley for St. John's. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A block. And they're going to call four hits on Whitley Rammel. He said she did not get that over the net. So 24-13. Back to serve for St. John's. Their last gasp. Hallie Elwer has to run off 11 in a row here. Not going to happen. Good serve there. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Rammel with the kill. And that ends your match. Fort Recovery comes away with the victory. Congratulations, Fort Recovery. They win 25-13 in that final set. 25-12, 25-16, 25-13. St. John's drops to 0-5 on the year. Correction, 0-6 on the year for St. John's, and Fort Recovery improves to 4-0. We'll be back right after this.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, let's wrap it up for you here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery comes away again with the victory tonight over St. John's, 3-0. Whitley Rammel again, a big night for Whitley. 11 kills on the night for Whitley. She also had four blocks in the match as well. And service points, she had several of those. Let me see how many here. 6 service points for Whitley. And of those six, she had 2 aces. So 11 kills, 6 service points, 2 aces for Whitley Rammel. Grace Guggenbiller had a nice match tonight. Ended up with 13 service points and 1 ace. And had 4 kills in the match. Faith Wendell with a whole bunch of assists. She also had a total of 5 service points, including an ace. Tegan Fortkamp had 3 kills, 6 service points, including 2 aces. Tegan also had several assists as well. Mara Pearson with 7 kills on the night. Lily Luthold had 1 kill. Marissa Garkey, another big double-figure night in kills. 12 kills for Marissa. 11 service points with 3 aces on the evening for Marissa Garkey. Audra Bupp ended up with 7 service points on the night. Again, leading the way in kills. Unofficially on my board, I have Marissa Garkey with 12 and Whitley Rammel with 11. For Delphi St. John's, they just didn't have much in the offense end of it. It was Maya Conley, their leading hitter. She had 6 kills on the night, also had 1 block, and had 1 service point. Hallie Elwer ended up with 2 kills on the night. She also had 6 service points, including 2 aces. Chloe Wellman had 3 service points. It was Abby Kerner with a service point and a kill. Layla Seitz had a pretty nice night. She had three kills and two service points. And Cameron Mullenkamp had two service points for the Lady Blue Jays. Again, Fort Recovery wins the varsity match tonight, 25-12, 25-16, 25-13. They win the JV match, 25-4, 25-12. Both teams for Fort Recovery are 4-0 on the campaign. Our next broadcast here on the radio, and they might have another match in between, but our next broadcast here on the radio is next Thursday when Fort Recovery will be traveling over to Parkway for another conference match next Thursday on September the 9th. That's our next radio broadcast. Don't forget football tomorrow night, Fort Recovery hosting Coldwater. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Jay County will play at Southern Wells tomorrow evening. We'll have that on the radio station on WPGW AM at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. For our studio producers tonight, Neil Spencer from FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly from WPGW, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody, and congratulations to the Lady Indians. They win both matches here this evening.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.